Okay, Rabbosai, we are going to finish Hilchis Tzedakah today, Bezus Hashem, and start Mila next week, which means no Tachnun next Sunday. Bezus Hashem. Try to arrange a bris if someone gives birth today. We still could do it, okay. Right. Well, look, we learned Hilchis Tzedakah and somebody came to collect. Right. I once gave a Navi Shir on car accidents. Someone had an accident on the way home. I said, come next week, I'm giving a share on the lottery. Okay, we are in Resh Nun Ches, up to Sif Ches. This is really a collection of Chayshim Mishpat / Tzedakah Halachis. Halachis related to Dina Chayshim Mishpat. Most of the Sifim will go through relatively quickly. The Big Chiddush is the last Sif in the Simen, which we'll see. But every Sif, of course, is important. We learned last week in Siv Zayin, and Siv Ches is something of a connection to it. In Siv Zayin we learned you can only make something Hegdish if it's Shaloi uber Shusai. If both, if you have legal ownership to it, and it's under your control. So if a Ganiv steals something, the Gemara says, neither the owner nor the Ganiv could be Magdish it, or could make it Tzedakah. Because the one who owns it, it's not Shusai, the Ganiv controls it. The Ganiv, it's Bershusai, but it's not Shalai. So he said you can do neither. Siv Ches talks about a Chayiv. Im yesh lo Chayiv al Echad, if someone owes you money. Now, listen carefully, it's a bit of a subtle distinction. He says, Va'aymer, the Malva says, someone owes me money, and I say, Yeh lehegdeshay litzdaka. The money that Pliny owes me should be for Hegdish or for Tzedaka. That statement is meaningless. Now, before you turn the page, let's learn the Shach. Shach Tezvav explains why Einai Klum. And there are two questions. Throughout our learning today, we have to deal with two parts. When a person says something should be Tzedakah, there are two possible outcomes. It could be a neder, a promise. A neder, a person has to keep his nedarim. It could be a kinyan. If you hold Amira Lagvaya Kamasira Lahadyat is a kinyan, and we've discussed this so many times. If Amira Lagvaya Kamasira Lahadyat, if you say when you say something goes to Tzedakah, it becomes Tzedakah, then it could be a kinyan. So let's see. Someone owes me money. If I say it should be for Hegdish, it can be a kinyan. Because there's no kinyan. I can't do a kinyan on money that I don't have. He owes it to me. What about a neder? So Shach Tezvav says, Kivan She'ena B'Shusai. He says it's not as Rishus, it can't become Hegdish, Al-Mir L'Vayik HaMesir L'Hadyit. U'Mishum Neder Loi Mechayiv, and this is the Chiddush. Why isn't it a Neder? If someone owes me money, and I say that the money that he owes me should go to Hegdish, why shouldn't that be a Neder? D'ho Lo Yomar She'akti Shenu L'Kishiyavei Liyadi. He didn't say, when I get it, I will then be Magdish it. That would be a neder. Eloimer yiyah hegdish. Rotzloimer ata yiyah hegdish. Vashav ena b'shus elaktishay. So you see, it's a very subtle difference in language. If he would say, per mole, when I get this money, I will give it to hegdish, then it's chal. If he says, yiyah hegdish, I want it to be hegdish now you can't make it hegdish, so that's not a neder. So someone buys a lottery ticket, he says, if I win, I'll give half to Tzedakah, then it should be good, right? He says, I win, I'll give half to Tzedakah. I will give half to Tzedakah. It is, so don't say that, Lashon. Say, half of my winnings are now Hegdish. So that's not chal.
Right? You sound good.
It sounds good. Yeah, okay. So, now, we'll have to talk about the lottery ticket. Maybe it's an asmach that we'll have to see. But, anyway, that's the difference. It's sort of a subtle difference, but it's a difference that matters. The Dorim go according to the language that a person says. Why don't you go by his intention? So it seems that it depends on what you say. Now, you'll ask again, if you're Gimel, where Taka talks about Machshava, which will seem to be a contradiction to
this. So notice, if someone says, 1/10 of my, or 10% of my account receivables, I donate to Hekdish, that's not binding, but it says, 10% of the account receivables I recover will go to Hegdish, that's binding.
Yeah, if he's saying I will give it to Hegdish, it's binding. If he's saying it's now Hegdish, it's not binding. That's the difference.
But the counterfeits have a value, though.
Oh, so that's true. If they have a value, then if it has a market value, then then it will be less money. Now, listen. The Shach adds a chilek. Listen to this chilek. Im Omar. I own a field. I'm selling it to you. Now listen to this. If I say sodazu shani meicher loch, l'kshekhen mimcha tigdash, I say this soda which I'm selling you, it's still in the shach tezvav. Still in the shach, one left field. So if he says this field, which is now mine, I'm selling it to you, g'shekhechen mimcha tagdish, when I buy it back, it'll be hegdish. Have a hegdish. If he buys it back, it's hegdish. I already sold the field. So if he says tagdish, it should be hegdish. It should become hegdish nachal. If he says I will be magdish it, that would be different. What about a mashkin? I gave you a mashkin when I'm paid, it should be hegdish. Have a hegdish, it's hegdish because he could get it now. Even if he says this field that I mashkin to you for 10 years, have a hegdish, now that's a twist. If I say the thing that's under your control, you're the mashkin you have, when I'm paid to it, it should be hegdish. So that's called biyadi right now. If I say in 10 years, it's also biyadi right now. It's also biyadi right. He's looking at biyadi. Then it's a nafkamina. I mentioned to you last year, Ramesh's tshuva, about a person who died, and before death, said, the money I have in the bank should be tzedakah. If the person, I mentioned many times, person who dies says, after I die, give it to tzedakah. It's nothing. It's a statement of desire. I'm asking you to please give your money to tzedakah. The person before his nifta says, when I die, give 10% of my yerusha to tzedakah. He's making a request. Because when he dies, it's not his money. But if he says, the money which I have in the bank, I want half of it to be for this and this tzedakah, so he's saying to be now, then it should be chal. So I mentioned to you last year, Ramesh is dan, if that's like a chayv, which we have in this sif, which is ein eklum. Imam echayv sheyashli aitzel acher, ein eklum is like a mashkin. A mashkin is there. A chayv, the person spends. So I mentioned to you last week that Ramesh is dan about money in the bank. And money in the bank, he owes money in the bank for two reasons. Is like has the halachic equivalent of a pekadin. And it's chal. If a person says the money in the bank should be a hegdish, it's chal. What happens if it's in a 10-year CD? If it's a 10-year CD, he can't get it now. So it says here in the Shach that you can break it now. You really could break it now. Okay. So sojus kati loch la'esashanim, shadarim chatigdish, have a hegdish. Today there's not much of a penalty. The penalty is 6 months' interest, which is about 30 cents. Yeah, so it's not much of a penalty. At any rate, the Shach says, a chiddush, that if you hold that the money has it in Mashkin, which in the bank case, you need Ramesh's chiddush, because they're really allowed to invest the money. So Ramesh had his two cheshbainos, either because they agree to it by law, and the law is that that the money has to be made available to you, well, because part of the agreement is, if you say give it to Pliny, that it's how part of the agreement with a bank. It's not like, if you lend me money, I only have to give it to you. I don't have to give it to somebody else. But with a bank, if you tell them to give it, if you leave a beneficiary, or et cetera, they have to obey it. Okay, so let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. No, but Shmita is not Mishamit. Not Mishamit, something that's not Chal, that the Zman Peroin is not till 10 years, it's not Mishamit. So let me Mishamit something that you couldn't want it. Marcus Staff Beis, Gimel Amit Beis. Back to Sivches. Again, we'll read it again. Someone owes you money, you say, it should be Tzedakah, that's nothing. When it comes to my hands, I'll be madness, I'll give it to tzedaka. Assuming the person pays him back, so when the person pays him back, then he has to give it to tzedaka. Why? Because it's a neder. It's not mesira lahedyin, it's not chal, as a kinyan, but it's a neder. Right, now here we're talking about the fact that a debt has value. If somebody owes me money, it has value. I could sell debt. What kinyan do you do? There's something called maimit shloshtan, that if three people stand together, so there's a case of shibud derem nasan, there's another case of maimit shloshtan. Shibud derem nasan is you owe me and I owe him, so you pay him. It's an easy case. There's a kinyan of maimit shloshtan, which is you owe me money. We stand, me, you, and a third person, and I tell you, if it's b'maimit, if all three are standing there, and I tell you that the debt you owe me, I'm selling to him, then it's sold. Okay? Debt could be sold either with shtar or with maimit shloshtan. So what about by tzedakah? As he says, if he says chayv sheyeshli biaploi niyil tzedakah, im omer came b'fnei b'chayv u'b'nei gabai, if you have the b'chayv there and the gabai, the shah says, because the gabai is yad aniyim, oim b'nei tovei ho'yir, oyadum chashu shabir, not sure how adum chashu fits in, zacha b'ay ha'gabai, medin maimit shloshtan. So the din of maimit shloshtan applies, v'hari tzedakah, v'en yachal azavai, v'asal l'shanai, say, tzedakah, you can't be chayzer, and it's as if it came to the hands of the gabai. So that's the chiddush here, that kinyan maimit shloshtan works by tzedakah, and you can't be chayzer.
Why does it work? What's the chalos of the...
I thought you were saying, what's the chiddush that it works? Because you could sell debt. Debt has a value. It's considered something sellable. Just you can't do mashicha, you can't do a physical kinyan on it. So the kinyanim are done either through this kinyan, maimit shloshtan, which is a special kinyan for chayvis, or through shtar. Kinyan shtar also works.
Is it
a gzeir sakasim
or svara?
I don't remember. It's a kinyan derasa, kinyan derabanan. Not gzeir sakasim. Most kinyanim are.
It's
a derabanan. I'm sure it's a derabanan. Okay. Just to make it work. Okay,
Shkayach. What was Maimit Shloshtan? Does it have to be three hedyodim?
It has to be the three parties. It has to be the one who owes, the malva, the loiva, the one who owes, and the one to whom it's owned, and the kaina, the one who's now receiving it. Siftes, hamake es chaveroi oi charfai. Someone who hits his chaver or speaks to him in an embarrassing way. Alright, today we don't have this because we don't have takanas. But in a place where they had such a takana, that if someone hits somebody else, he's got to pay him 5 zehuvim. I don't want the money. But the money should go to tzedakah. So what did he do? He said, now the Aruch HaShulchan says this is talking again, but maimit shloshtan. It's not so clear from the Chabbis Lashon, but it means like this. Reuven hit Shimon, so Reuven owes Shimon 5 Zehuvim. Reuven, Shimon, and the Gabbai are there, and Reuven has to pay Shimon. So Shimon says, in front of the Gabbai, a Tevi Yer, Ein Yechofetz B'knas Yel Tzedaka. I don't want this money, let it go to Tzedaka. V'akach Paisai, Atshemach Alai. And then they made up, they became friends, he was Michael. Ein Yechilas Eklum, V'zachu Hanim B'knas. The mechila is not chal, and niyam asayche the knas. There's no explanation here because it's the same explanation.
Subsequent.
The maimit shloshtan is chal for the gabai, and you can't be chayzer. It's too late. Once it's chal, you can't be chayzer. This pashit. Yeah. Now look, turn back a page. Look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. The first Rabbi Kiva Eger on the previous page. Where we originally had any yachalar zavayder, you say you're going to give my tzedakah, you can't be chayzer, whichever reason, whether it's kinyan or neder. Kivega said him, "Oma sellas the tzedakah la'achalamid." Is this similar? He's saying money which I'm going to get, it's not a chayv, it's money which I'm going to get. I'm sorry, sell a zoo. No, he's saying I have to sell her now. I'll give it to Tzedakah after 30 days. Does that mean it can be chayzer tzai 30 days? Is that the same as siftas? Saying the money which I'm going to get from the person who hit me should go to Tzedakah. Is it the same?
No.
The money which I'm going to get. So, and if he doesn't have it, it's chal. So if he has it,
it's obligation today.
It should also be chal. Selazul etzdak alach alamid yaim. Unless the word is, when he said lach alamid yaim, does he mean to give himself the time? Maybe. I obligated myself.
Granted, it's the money. That's the money. But it's not an obligation. I have money that I will give in 30 days. At the end of 30 days. So then I will give it 30. What's the obligation? Today or 30 days?
What? It means even Selazu is Masufi. I don't know. We once had here. So by mitzlosh, then it's not biyadai. Selazul etzdaka. The question by selazul etzdaka is it chal now? Mi my mitzlosh, then it's chal now. It's a kinyagamur. Selazul etzdaka lachal amid yaim. That's the question. Is it chal now? So that could be my mitzlosh, then it's different because it's a chalais now, chalais of a kinyan.
And another person said, I will be kaddish you today. So which kiddushin chal? Today chal. And it's in that interfere with the 30 days. So same thing here. The 30 days is not no
chalut
right now. Nothing.
So it could be, that's the chiluk that they're saying. My mitzlosh is chal right now. It's like selling debt. And sell the lach shloshim, nothing to be chal today. The Knas, Dar Chashulchan says that's the case of Mayim Shloshtan too. That's how he explains it. Otherwise, what does it mean? Omer Bifnei Agabai. Wasn't it Bifnei Agabai? Not Bifnei Agabai. What is Bifnei Agabai? He's saying it's the case of Mayim Shloshtan. It's a Takana Seir, however you understand Takana Seir. Bezdin, or if it's a Jewish, then it's a Bezdin. If it's a Takana Seir of the Goyim. That no, because it's not out kamisha gavay. No, a milvak subvetayra is kamisha gavay dami. Knas, I don't think it's kamisha gavay dami. He means out my mishloshta, which it doesn't need kamisha gavay. My mishloshta is you owe me, I owe him, I could pass on debt. If he sells it, if he spells it, spends it within the 30 days. I understand. The question is, if you hold that it's a neder, the kedusha is not a neder. Here. Okay, Lepasi Alayr, I once had here with somebody, the whole story was a queer story in the first place. Like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when somebody wants to fix himself up, Kadosh Baruch Hu always gives him an assayin. We had here many years ago, someone called me that there's a fellow in the neighborhood who went to yeshivas, and this thing became nakfarim his whole life. And now he's an elderly person, one of his parents died. If I call him, he'll come to say Kaddish. So I called him. So he came to say Kaddish. He came every day for Shachris, and probably for Milchol, so for close to 11 months. Then he was walking down the steps. He was elderly, very heavy, walked with a stick, and he fell. So he sued the shul. He said, shul should sue him. You know, he may make no ruckus, there's nothing wrong. So he sued the shul. So he came over to me in the shul. He was a little embarrassed. Not embarrassed enough not to sue, but you know, he was a little embarrassed. He says, Rabbi, you should know I'm giving all the money to the shul. Whatever I get, I'm giving it to the shul. So I told him, the shul would rather you just don't sue, you know, but give it all to the shul. So it's chal, such a thing. I guess in Amayim Shloshton. We didn't have the. You have to have the insurance company here also.
They can say the insurance company.
What? Yeah, there was money at the end. It's funny, over the history of the shul, this year two people sued the shul and made money. And Loi, I'll call Yisrael, they both got the money, used it on a trip, and died right after the trip. Very strange. I'm not to Shemayim, you know, they should go to Gan Eden. I have no tainus to them. It's a very strange thing that, and they both lied in their depositions, you know. What? What? Well, they got money, but they didn't win. Very expensive. I asked one of them why he wrote such and such in his deposition. It's not true. He wrote that the railing was loose. I said, the railing was not loose. He said, the lawyer wrote it, not me. It was not for me. Okay, anyway, let's get to Sifyud. Neder Litzdaka. Neder Litzdaka Basmachta. Somebody made a neder litzdaka ba'asmachta, k'nein a mesed of a plenty etin kachvach litzdaka ba'asol chayav lite. Asmachta, unfortunately, this is a common thing. People want to convince someone else that they're going to stick to their word, so they say things that they don't really mean. They say, I'm going to do it, don't worry, I'm going to do it. If I don't do it, you know, the contractor says, if I'm not finished on time, you know, I'll give you half the price. I'll give you off. He promises all kinds of things. A contractor typically doesn't finish on time. That's just the nature of the work. And the question is, if it, obligation is chal. So we have a rule, asmachta lo kanya. Asmachta means if someone says that he's obligating himself based on a certain outcome, and he's doing it asmachta, he thinks it's biyadai that the outcome won't happen, even if he knows it's not absolutely biyadai. Gambling is also asmachta lekanya. When you gamble on a skill based gamble, somebody is playing cards and he bets money. So asmachta lekanya, the money that he loses, he doesn't have to pay. He did it based on something he thinks is skill. Now, if it's totally not skill, if you flip a coin, you say heads, you give me money; tails, I give you money. So that's not asmachta. That's not that's kainah. If he just says it, it's nothing. But if he does a kinyan to obligate himself, he puts out his money. Then
what's the touch for
asmachta means he does it on a smach. He does it relying on something. So then it's chal. That's the difference between playing cards and playing dreidel. A dreidel is purely a game of chance. So it's not that doesn't have a din of gambling, because when you play dreidel, you know it's a one in four chance to land on shin or no. Hey, nobody has any better chance. So that is not geneva. Somebody bets and he thinks that he has an advantage based on his knowledge. Mafiche yoinim says he thinks he knows that this yoina, nowadays this horse, has inside information. He knows that the horse will win, has a good chance of winning. Then that's a smachta lekanya. Rashi calls it geneva de rabbanim. It's a rabbanim dika type of steal. It's a Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah daf chaf amid aleph. Yom Vamos too. Okay. Impressed. So that's a din of asmachta. The chiddush here is that asmachta is kaina by tzedakah. If someone says, if your contractor says, I'm not ready on time, I'll do something for you, say, no. If you're not ready on time, you give money to tzedakah. So Shulchan Aruch says, Noda litzedakah ba'asmachta, k'gayin mesed av aplein, etten kach v'kach litzedakah, says, if I do this and this, it'll go to tzedakah, chayav litein. By tzedakah, we say that asmachta is kaina, and so what's the hezber of the difference? So there's a difference of opinion. The Shach in Chof Aleph says it's not a tzedakah dikedin. Shach says what din b'shar neder chayv l'kayim deimidai d'shul m'shem asmachta. The Shach shita is that this is not new tzedakah; it has to do with nedarim. What's a neder? A neder is if I say I'm going to give you something, that's not a neder. I could change my mind. Say I'll give it to you, I could change my mind. If I say I'm going to give something to an ani, that's a neder. That's even if I don't say Lashon Neder. If I say Lashon Neder v'shvuah, even you, if I say I swear I'll give it to you, that's a shvuah to anybody. So the Shach says, Asmach d'loy kanya z'chayshim mishpatik adin. Did a chayshim mishpatik, it's not kaina. What's that to do in the darim? Let's say I say, when I get this money, I will give it to tzedakah. So it's not a kinyan, but it's a neder. There's such thing as a neder to tzedakah. So by nedarim, there's no chesaron of asmachta. We say asmachta kanya by any neder. That's the shach's explanation of this mechaber, which is also in chayshim mishpat. That has nothing to do with tzedakah specifically. Just by tzedakah, you don't need a loshen shvuah. A lashon neder. It's automatically a neder.
Rabbi, we say Amir al-Gavah Miskir al-Hedyan, right? So, at what time is it?
We've discussed many times, it's a question if Miskir al-Hedyan is a Kinyan Mamish, right? We had Chalukei Deis, and Sifshin Gimel will talk about it again the last time. We hear what Torah is Dinei Neder, not Torah is Dinei Miskira, because there's nothing to be kind of. You don't have a specific item. So it can be a kinyan.
So my question is, can you be shoel on something that's...
That was the machlaikis. If it helps Ataras Nadarim, the Shach said it helps, and others said it didn't help. Ran and Rashba had this machlaikis. Nadarim Dav Zayin. Now here, there's a problem with the Shach. And that's in Hilchas Tainis, Saif Simin Tuf Kuf Samach Beis. In Hilchas Tainis, it says that if someone says, if I don't do this and this, I'll fast. Contractor tells you, if I don't finish on time, I'll fast. So it says there in Shulchan Aruch that it's an asmachta and it's not chal. Even though it's not money, it's a promise to fast. It's asmachta. He means that I'll finish on time. He doesn't mean I won't finish on time and I'll fast. But then it says, if Hashem will save me from a tzara, I'll fast. So that's chal. That's a dvar mitzvah. And there's no chesaron of asmachta, so it's chal. The problem is that seems to contradict here. Here it says nada litzdaka basmachta chayiv liten. If you make a neder for tzedaka, you chayiv to give. Now, if you're going to learn, this is a din kinyan. It's a kinyan dafka by tzedaka. So then, it's only in dinei tzedaka. It wouldn't make sense by fasting. What does fasting have to do with it? If you learn it's a din ned, it's a fakir. If you do learn it's a din ned, it should come out good. Right? How does it work? It says over there it's not an asmachta. I'm sorry. It says if Hashem yatzilanu, then I'll fast, then it's not an asmachta. So it should stim. It's a neder. A neder works. So let's see it in the Kudus HaKes. The Kudus HaKes of here is bothered by that halacha. And let's see if we can follow. This the Shach is writing. Because it's sometimes written by the Shach, sometimes by his son. Well, this one clearly is written by him. It continues for a couple of pages. So let's see if we can follow. Okay, the Kuzak Kesef is on this side of the page. He says the following. Skipping the parentheses. Never stuck about smachta. Messed up a plenty of kach v'kach l'staka. Why didn't it say in Shulchan Aruch that there's no asmachta by tzedaka? And the Shach learned that's by Nedarim. Doesn't say if I'll do a dvar mitzvah, if I don't do it, I'll give tzedakah. It's even a dvar rishus. It doesn't say tzedakah, a mitzvah dafka, a dvar rishus. Masha deloy plug. Beinim amar, masha esa hu dvar mitzvah, a dvar rishus. If I say, if I don't do the mitzvah, I'll give tzedakah. I say, I don't do the dvar rishus, I'll give tzedakah. It's the same exact thing. Ubemish beisayas, maybe shnei deyas, bezeh, b'tshuvas haram, b'tshuvas haramban, v'akos hashri, this goes over to the next thing, the next page with Varishus. And here's where he brings it. Kim Lidvarishus, Kagai Shamar, Emloy Eilach Lamakum Ploini Eshim Betainis, Oyatin Lachatstaka, Havasmachta. Kim Dalicha Isidavarishus. He says, the army shining that hold, he's quoting the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says no. When do we say asmachta is kind of tzedakah? If you say, I'm going to do this mitzvah. If I don't do the mitzvah, I'll give tzedakah. Then we don't say asmachta lekanyan, it's chal. If you say it's varishus, if I don't finish the contracting job, then I'll give tzedakah. So Rabbeinu Ruchim holds that it's not chal. Because the Kesa says, the Shulchan Aruch is not machalik. Shekasa beinim hatnai hoya dvar mitzvah, oi dvar shush mamina, desayva kamaram, deloishna bein rishus dvar mitzvah. Same thing by a contractor. V'teima davar chayim simetuk kusamach beis b'shulchan aras. If you test meivi divar abeni yerucham deleel, there it makes a chilek between rishus and a mitzvah. V'zel shaynai yesh mishaymer mishana dava amar. Im lo yelech lemakim pliny yesha b'tainis. If he says if I don't go, which is a davar rishus, I'll fast. Me'achas shemashis nahav a davar rishus dava smachta. Then it is an asmachta. In Kei Devar of Saisim says that the Achamashu Doloi Plug Bein Dvar Mitzvah Dari Dvar Rishus. That's his kasha. His kasha is that if you hold the Shachta Shitasa, he holds it to the Neder. So he says, what's the difference if I say, if the contractor says, if I don't finish by this and this day, I'll give Tzedakah, which was saying now the Mechaba holds his Chal, there's no Chsar and Asmachta. If the contractor says, I don't finish by this and this day, I'll fast, where we say that it's not chal. Maishno, what's the difference between the two? This is Shach's kasha. The Shach doesn't answer. Shach says, ein lechalek between tzedakah and tainus, and tzarechin. He ends up with a tzarechin. Pesachei Tshuva tells us to look at the Chsam Sofer. He doesn't bring the Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer says that the Shach made a hanocha, and he has the kasha. His hanocha was, it's a din in Hilchis Nedarim. He has a kasha. Some Sofer says, no, it's a din in Hilchis Amir L'Gvaya K'Mesir L'Hedyat, a din in Dine Kenyan, that Asmach the Kanya by Tzedakah, and then the whole Kasha falls off. It's the same two Mahalchim we had maybe a dozen times. If Amir L'Gvaya K'Mesir L'Hedyat is a Kenyan Mamish. Some Sofer says that if you hold it's a din in Hilchis Nedarim, so it's a Kasha. By Dvar Rishus, why a Hei B'Tainis is Asmach that's not Chal, and Etei Tzedakah is Chal, they're both Nedarim. But to talk to some cipher, if you hold that it's a din in Hilchis Kinyan, that Kinyanim Tzedakah Amil Advaya Kamsiul Lahedyat, it's a Schaivus to Tzedakah, the Schaivus is Chal Amil Advaya Kamsiul Lahedyat, so it's only by Tzedakah, Tainis, there's no Kinyan by Tainis, and therefore it's not Chal. So we have here, I really should try to collect all the places that we had this. We had numerous places the question of Amil Advaya Kamsiul Lahedyat, Mamish. We had the most yisaidistic, the question, if you pledge money to stock, if you can be matan neder. If you own Amir L'Gvay Kamasir, if it's a Kenyan, you can be matan neder. The Shach held that you could be matan neder. He didn't hold it's mamish, a Masira. We had the Shaila by, we said, Meiser Hameis Liyarshav. Someone's sick, and they collect money for him, and he dies, the money goes to the Yarshav. What happens if someone pledged money to the sick person? So I'll give money to him. And he died before the person paid. Does that go to Yarshim? If you hold it's a Kenyan, so then it has to go to the Yarshim. He was Kainin, now it goes to the Yarshim. If you hold it's not a Kenyan Mamish, it's a pledge to Tzedakah, so then it doesn't go to the Yarshim. We had the Shaila, it could be Chayza Taikadei Dibor. Also, the Ktsais was titled in the Shaila of Amir L'Gvayr K'Masir L'Hedyat, if it's Chal or not. We had... If they're medical bills, you're right. Well, medical bills, if someone dies, it's a little complicated. It depends if his assets were more than his liabilities. Yarshim, if a man dies with only liabilities, is Yarshim not obligated to pay? If he has assets that cover the liabilities, Lamaisa, he is obligated. I don't mean to go through all these cases. I'm just saying we had so many cases. We had a case, a man promises money to Tzedakah and dies. If it's Shchiv Meiras, so it's like it's a Kenyan anyway. But let's say a man pledged money in shul, and then he died before he paid. If it's a neder dikadin, the children don't have to pay the father's nedarim. If it's a kinyan, so then there's already a shivan mamin. We had numerous cases. There's just one more case which is totally in this shayla.
One of the cases, somebody says he's going to give makifan to a certain mason. Well, someone says, okay, I'm going to give money, and he knows that it's just a smack. You know, the ultimate give money.
If it's clear that he never intended it, then it's not mechayev him. It's clear he never intended it. Okay, so that's a smachta sifir aleph. Interesting case. You know, tanoim are when somebody, nowadays it's not, but once upon a time, tanoim, people obligate themselves in a knas if they break the deal. Here you have a case where they made tanoim to get divorced. You know, they say, we're going to get divorced. If one of us backs out, there's a knas. Ishvi isha shekiblu aleim cheirim lisgairish. V'midu knasis hakochel etzdaka. A man and a woman, Sifir Alf, turning back. And they say, we're going to get divorced. And if one of us doesn't want to do it, you have to give money to tzedakah. V'akach nispaisu shalei lisgairish. And I, tzedakah is very disappointed. They decided not to get divorced. Yesh misha aymer shepetur miknasais. So there are those who hold their potter from a knas. Why should they be potter from a knas? So the shach, in the long shach, brings two esberim, one of which he holds is... let me just finish. One mahalach he has, which he holds as the ikker, is that a person could say, ki'ilu tiskabalti. If you say you'll give me money, I could say, and when the spy is, I could say, ki'ilu tiskabalti. I don't actually have to take the money from you. I could say, Harei Nikilus Kabalti, which is a form of Mechila, really, that it's as if I got it, and it's not Chal.
That takes the Nether away.
Yes, it has to really, it shortcuts the obligation.
Sort of. The Nether's performed. It's like the Nether's done.
He has another Hezber, which he rejects at the end, that if they made up, if we don't get divorced, he'll give tzedakah. So technically, they could get divorced, don't give tzedakah, and then remarry. Right? And get divorced and remarry. So there's an expression in Shas, Afuchi Mitarto Lomali. Why bother? Like, why bother and make it tonight, Afuchi Mitarto Lomali? And get divorced and remarry anyway. What's the problem with that? A Kayin, the Shas says on that. What about a Kayin? If it's a Kayin, he can't get divorced and remarry. So the Shach rejects the Afuchi Mitarto explanation. Says, Kilu is Kabalti works. And I'm not sure. Tzedakah really can't say. See, it's a little tricky. The case the Shach is going on is the Gemara's case. Gemara's case is a man says, if you don't do business with my son, you have to pay me a knas. If you don't sell my son a korchitim, you have to give me a knas. So you can say kilus kabalti. Now really, kilus kabalti is on the son. The mispayis, they don't want him to give it to the son. So really, kilus kabalti is on the korchitim. So here the kilus kabalti is on the get. It's a very funny Gilus Kabalti. But it means you owe me something, and it's okay. I pass on it. So that's the halacha. The question is the explanation. Everyone agrees that you're potter. And the idea, again, is that you and I have a sichsa. I want to make sure you do what you promise, so we pledge your tzedakah. It's understood that we're mispayas in the sichsa itself. I could forgive the obligation that you made. Again, it's sort of a chayshim mishpatikata. Sifyut Beis, your turn. Omar litin lechaveire matana. Someone said, now we discussed this many times, if you want to know where is in the Shulchan Aruch, we discussed that if you tell your wife, I'm going to give a chasna gift to this person. That person's an oni, it has a din neder. I mentioned this to you last time. It doesn't have to be that you're thinking l'shem tzedakah. It doesn't have to be that way. If you tell an ani, I'm going to give you something, even though you mean it, nothing to do with tzedakah. He's a waiter in the restaurant. You tell your wife, he's a nice guy. I'll give him a big tip. So then, if he's an ani, that's a nether. This is the mechaber. Im omer litim lechaveri matana. He said, I'm going to give such and such a matana. Imu ani. Have a kineder litzdaka va'asalazavai. If he's an ani, then it's like a neder to tzedakah, and you can't be chayz.
Kid neder.
Kid neder litzdaka.
Is it a neder
mamish? Grol amid aleph. What does he say?
What do you call an ani?
What do you call an ani?
Makes less than 100,000
years. No, an ani is someone who's. Whose debt is more than his assets. He owes more than he has. A mortgage doesn't count. It's normal to pay out a mortgage over 30 years. Now here again, the lumdis is very fine. Is this a neder dikadin or a kinyan dikadin? Is this a miyog vakim siru lahedyin? I say, we're going to a wedding. I say, usually I give a smaller gift. He's an ani, I'm going to give him a bigger gift. So I'm going to give him I don't want to say a number because I don't know what's big by you, but someone says, I'm going to give this chasm to $500. Everyone holds that's big, right? I'm going to give him $500. He's a poor guy. Let me give him $500. So I'm obligated. I didn't say the word tzedakah. I mean, it's there. You know something, I didn't even say he's a poor person. They said, I like him. I'll give him $500. He's a good waiter. I'll give him $500, but I'll give him a tip. Even if you didn't mean it for tzedakah, you meant it as a matana, it's chal. It's chal alt neder, or it's chal alt amir l'gvayr k'mesir l'hedyit. So I think the Gra in, what is it, Lamed Aleph? Yeah, it should be Lamed Aleph. He brings you Rishalmi, Perek Dalet above Metzi, Alach Abayz, Rav Avoh, B'Shem Rav Yechran, Omar Lid L'chaber Matana B'Kish L'Azal B'Chayzer. If you say, I'm going to give you something, I told this many times, a person could change his mind. If I say to a regular person, I'm going to give you a gift, I could change my mind tomorrow. Hada detema ba'ashir. That's if he's well off. Avavani nase neder. The Gra learns that this is a neder dikadin. This is a halach of neder. It's not doing kinyanim. And it's chalas din neder. What? I'm talking, well, you know. Well, you know. There's some today, there's some aniyim lakalashitas. So let's say you know. The Shach in Chayshim Ishbat says it's a din of Amir Lekbaik and Mesir Lahedit. The Shach in Simin Pezayim, where this is brought, Katan and Aleph, says this is a din this is a din of Amir Lekbaik and Mesir Lahedit. That's why it's not, because it's the Hilchus Kinyan. Because a neder to nananon, you have to use a lashon neder. A mitzvah, I say, I'm going to go learn davar plaini, it's a neder. Say, I'm going to go read the science book, that's not a neder. I'm going to say a lashon neder. For a dvar mitzvah, even without a lashon neder.
So dvar mitzvah by neder has like
saying, I'm going to. Emayt ve'eshna perek zu is a neder gadol nela
kaiser. Are you using tzedukah? You could take
us for master? So that's a question. Is this included? Is this l'chumra or even l'kula? Oh, 1 minute. I want to get to that first. Let me just finish. We have Machlekes de Gra and Shach. This is a Neder Dikadin or a Kinyan Dikadin. I once saw, I don't remember where, I marked it in my notes, I don't remember where. It must be Herr Silverstein, it can't be anybody else, right? He has a Shaila. Someone said to someone else, I'm going to give you a kidney. A person needs a kidney.
Right.
A person said, I'm going to give one of my kloyos, could he be Chayzer? Could he be chayzer or not? If it's a neder, so probably the big tzad that it's a neder. It's a mitzvah to give someone a kidney. If it's amir l'gvayr k'mesir l'hedyit, then kinyan, you can't be makni a kidney to anybody. Could you makni a kinyan to somebody? You can own your kidney. There's Radvaz says gufei shalodam ain't a kinyanai. He's explaining why the halacha is a person not allowed to injure himself. Right? Do we not have a pasuk? A mission b'mitzia. A person not be chayvel ba'atzmai. The Radva says because gufa shalada made a kinyanai. Can do a kin. Where do we have? When did it happen? The Merchant of Venice, right? Right. The Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare's play. Shylock lends money to someone, and for a pound of flesh. So Rav Zevin has in his sefer, right? The whole high point of Shakespeare's play, The Merchant of Venice, is about somebody, a rich man, who borrows money and as a guarantee pledges a pound of flesh. And there's a court scene. Remember that at the end of the court scene, so the woman, the girlfriend of this lender, I forget their names.
Portia.
So she's, what's a chiddush? Must have a chiddush, a cup. She ends up at the end, you're allowed to take a pound of flesh, but not a drop of blood. So if you take a pound of flesh without taking a drop of blood, then it's okay. That's Shakespeare's chiddush, you know, at the end of the play. But Rav Zevin has a shtickle tire. If they had gone to Bez, then what would happen? What would Bez the pass? So he has a smachta leikanya, a beautiful shtickle tire, I'm telling you. He has a sefer, la'or ha'halacha. Sefer la'or ha'halacha topics. He used to give a Friday night shiur, so he wrote it. So he gave a series of Friday night shiurs, if they had gone to Bez Din to do Shakespeare had done it in Bez Din. So one of his things is a smachta lekanya. And one of his things is the Radvaz, the Kufi Shalad, the Medikin Yanai. He's telling the Machlaikis Yeshulchan Aruch Harav in Michas Chinuch. You know, in Shakespeare's play. If there's a Machlaikis, it's a Gzeres HaKosov that you can't be Chayvel Ba'atzmai. Could you give someone else Rishus to be Chayvel in you? So if you hold Kuskufa Shalom Ekin Yonai, so you can't give someone else Rishus either. But the Mechas Chinuch says, no, it's a Gzeres HaKosov, you can't be Chayvel Ba'atzmai. But you could give someone else Rishus to be Chayvel in you.
What's the organization that has it? And they're going to give it to somebody else. And the person is assignment on getting it over here. Is there an? I mean, do you have an?
In which case, the kidney or the pound of flesh? In the kidney case, if it's a neder, then it's a taina. If it's a kidney, then it's not a taina. The chayrit should depend on this. Now, I'm sorry, you were asking about lekula. Yeah, here now this is more halacha lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you give a matana to a poor person, has the din of nidrei tzedakah. Is this only l'chumra, or even l'tzedakah? Even l'kula? Because does that mean that if I give a gift to a poor chassan, I can count it off for tzedakah or not? So, right, can I count it as tzedakah? If you hold tzedakah, so I should count it on my ma'aseh cheshbon. So I mentioned to you in the past, and I found it inside, I didn't mark down here the Maror Makim, that the amount you would give anyway, but you would give anyway, you can't count as tzedakah. Let's say you buy a container of milk for $2. And you go, you buy it from a tzedakah for $2. Tzedakah is making 50 cents profit. Okay, is that 50 cents tzedakah? No, because you have to pay $2 if you go to the grocery, if you go to tzedakah. If it's $2 and tzedakah is selling it for $3, and you want to give them an extra dollar, that's tzedakah. So what you would give the chassan if you feel obligated? That's not tzedakah. What?
Dinner.
Dinner. Okay.
Why do you give extra? Because you like him or because it's a poor guy?
So I don't know. The question is, if you gave extra to the waiter because of his good service, he would have done it anyway, even if it wasn't poor. I don't know. Not mistaver that you could take. A person can't use tzedakah maisa money for even for tzarchei mitzvah, certainly for tzarchei atzma. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel, the last Sif. What? I don't know a chilek. Sif Yud Gimel.
I'm sorry, Rav, so does it count as tzedakah giving to a chassan in holiday?
I think what you feel obligated to give, what you would give even if they weren't poor, you can't. If you want to give more, then you can do more. I think it's the same thing with Matanas Lev Yainim or you have to give a certain amount. You give more than that amount, if you're giving more because it's a tzedakah and you want to give more to tzedakah, you can count it. You count it off your mice. Sif Yud Gimel. Oimer, now here we have sort of a bombshell of a Ramah. That's from the Mechaber. The Mechaber here is the dinner Amir al-Advayakim Asir al-Ahediyah. The Mechaber says, Oimer chefetz pleini ani nais on tzedakah b'kach v'kach v'shove yaiser ein yachal arzabay. If someone says, I'm going to sell this to tzedakah for such and such a price, and it's a bargain price, you can't be chayz. The chal amira, sheyesh bei ravcha le tzedakah, amina bei amira, say goy, kem yisir osay lehed, yibifeirish, Duran. That Duran holds that by tzedakah we say, amira le gvay, kem yisir lehed. The Mishnah in Kedushin says that Kesef is kaina by tzedakah. Kesef by metashlim is not kaina. By tzedakah, kesef is kaina. And then it says, amir l'gvay, kemisir l'hedyit. So the Ran says, what's going on? Kesef is a kinyan or amir is a kinyan? So he says, if tzedakah has no benefit, tzedakah needs to buy chairs. He's selling it for a regular price. So kesef is kaina. But if ravcha l'tzedakah, if you're selling it to tzedakah for half the price, you're benefiting tzedakah, then amira, just saying it, obligates you. If you pledge it for the regular price, if there's no meshicha, no kesef, just amira, if there's no benefit to tzedakah, just a gabai, oh, now I have to go somewhere else to buy it, so that's not binding. Right, so that's amira l'vayakim siru lahedya. The chiddush is this Ramah. We learned hilchus tzedakah, we talked the whole time saying things is an obligation. And the Ramah throws in a bombshell here at the end of Reish L'Ches. If you thought in your heart It means you say a word. You didn't say, do anything. You just think to give something to tzedakah. Chayiv l'kayim ha-shaftai vein sarach amira. You're obligated to mekayim your thought. You don't need amira. Eladim omar. If you said it, then they could force you. If you didn't say it, they can't force you. Some say no. If you didn't say anything, it's nothing. So he says thinking is an obligation. The Gemara in Shavuos, Kol Nediv Leiv Oilois, Dashin Tzmichos, that by a carbon, Machshava is Chal. And there is a machlekes rishayim that's true about tzedakah as well. By karbana is definitely machshav eschal kol nediv leiv. But the question is, by tzedakah, is thinking, does thinking something up? Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes here right away, it means a firm decision, not a maybe. Like, it would be nice, maybe, should I do it? It has to be a hachlota, the Aruch HaShulchan says. But if you're machlet to give something to tzedakah, Machshavah passes this way, that Machshavah alone obligates. Now, don't walk out, we have to learn the Pischei Tshuva. What about the Maidah? So what about Kol Nidre? Does Kol Nidre pater everything a person does? So the Mishnah Berurah brings a question. If Kol Nidre works, he says, if a person thought, he knows I said Kol Nidre, but Afal Pikein, that's a Chanatcha. Otherwise, the Moshe Berurah says to rely on the Bishas Hadchak. That's what he says. I have a nice little tire on it, but it's, let's learn what it says inside. But okay. Pischei Tshuva Tezvav brings a Tshuva's Daseish. I am a Tshuva's Daseish. That obviously bothered him. What are you talking about? Suddenly, a whole time with Dan, Amira is Kemesira, not Kemesira, suddenly Machshava? So the Daseish doesn't like it, so he says the following. I am a Daseish from Yudah Shef, Mr. Vehela. Pischei Tshuva Tezvav. Got it? I'm a Tshuva Daseish. Some of you Daseish have a Zevahela. Vadek Shodom Loi Hoitzi Mepiv Klum. You didn't say a word. Asha Yabba Mashava Shalai Litein Daval Itztaka. Ain't Shum Chiyav Alav. That doesn't obligate him. Kamai Bechol Dadur Shvua Dein Klum Loi Hoitzi Mesvasa. That's certainly nothing. Ach. What he says, what does the Ramah mean? Im Hoitzi Mepiv Litein Litztaka. Vloi Hoitzi Mepiv. Mao sharaita litain. You said I'm going to give tzedakah, but you didn't say what or the amount. Kama the chasha b'mashaftai al davar oisach yedua. Oh, sarach l'kayim asher chasha. Okay, gabnim chasha shi'el tzedakah yedua. Just the yagabe b'stam. Have a kamosha pirish. Ein rishol shnaisa. He says, the ishtar says, no. It means you said something, but you didn't explain yourself. You said something, you didn't explain yourself. Then that mashava counts. Mekiveg also tells you to look in the Eishdas. He seems to agree. But I have to tell you that all the Achrayim reject, it's not the Lashon HaRamah, and the Aruch HaShulchan I mentioned is Shuvan Shos Yaakov, and I know also where Mei Arik in the Sefer, the Imre Yashir, they say it's not the Pashtas what the Ramah is saying. The Pashtas of the Ramah is that Amir al-Gvaya, the Machshava itself is an obligation, just that Bezdin is not Kaifa. Now the Ramah does say I am b'chayshe mishpat, and b'chayshe mishpat, his lashon is something like tayv lahachmir. His lashon there is tayv lahachmir. It doesn't say as a firm obligation, but still it comes out of machshava b'leiv. If it's a firm machshava, obligates a person. So if it's a achlata, if it's a decision. I mentioned to you when we started that if a guy, if ani is collecting, you take a quarter out of your pocket, you should have a mind b'li neder. That's a machshava with a maisa. He actually took the quarter out and you have a machshava to give it to him. You know, if he misses you, so what are you going to do now? You have to go run after him. You have to find him. So a person should always have in mind that whatever he does is a b'li neder. To finish Hilchos Tzedakah, I want to read to you about Amira L'Gvaya K'Mesira L'Hedyit. It would be nice if we found the Mishnah Berurah. I consistently, no psak. Amir Gvaya Kemesira Lahedyit isn't a Mesira, is it not a Mesira? Mamish, not Mamish. So basically, it's a Machlokes Daran in the Rajba and the Daran Dav Zayin. And from there and on, the Rishonim, the Achrayim argue. A clear psak, we need a Mishnah Berurah. There's no Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tzedakah. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. We're learning Daf, we're learning Subis, and we're learning. Daf Hey Amid Aleph. I'm ashamed to say we're up to Daf Hey already, but we're learning the halachas of machshava v'daber davar, machshava to speak dvarim shalchel b'shabbos. So it says there that the bar mitzvah is mutter. So I was learning what it says in the halacha. The halacha says cheftze mitzvah mutter ledaber. You know, you're allowed to talk dvar mitzvah. Kagoyin, one of the examples is lifsay tzedakah, to say I'll give something to tzedakah. So Mishnah Berurah here says 1 minute. You're allowed to pledge to tzedakah. There's a Mishnah in Beya. It's a Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Tes. Imakdishin b'Shabbos. You can't say I'm giving this to Hegdish on Shabbos. A person can't say it. So it's a stira. It says Dabra Dabra you're allowed to say and Imakdishin b'Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah answers that there's a difference between Hegdish and tzedakah. Hatam da osala hagdish umishum da have kemekach umemkar shemoitzi chayfitz me reshusai l'reshusacher amir l'gvaya kemesir lahed. You're taking something out of your reshus and giving it to it becomes hegdish. It's a kinyan like mekach umemkar v'zein shayich b'mois. He doesn't say which Sefer Torah. Mishabura says, on Shabbos, a person should not say, I'm giving this object to tzedakah. That's like being mangish something. You're not allowed to do kinyanim on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do it. He says, L'chatchila dochi lizarek, shemagdish eza chayfetz b'shabes, gai sefer Torah. This doesn't mean a carbon. Sefer Torah, ala Torah la sefer Torah. Shagdishenu b'piv b'erev Shabbos. Afilu b'enev b'en atzmai. Az afilu m'viyu b'shabes e'knes, az eilu m'farsim ha'hegdish. It's already chal. He says, if you say something specific, then amiru l'gvaykim esiru l'ahed, it's chal even by tzedakah. If you don't say something specific, if you say I'm going to give tzedakah, you don't say something specific, there's no mekach u'memkar, nothing is chal. And therefore, it's not chal. So it seems the Mishnah Berurah here is making this chilek, and Amir Lugvay Kamsiul Lahedyet, that if you say something specific, then it's a kinyan, then it's chal. He's passing it down in Israel. If you say money, stam mois, not specific mois, so chayfetz, and not a specific chayfetz, so he's saying that then it's not chal on anything, and therefore, it could be a shibud, it could be a mishubud to pay that mishubud doesn't say. But as far as this aspect of it, it's sort of an in-between gather. The Ktsais has this in-between gather. That the Mi'olah can see ahead, yeah, but it creates a shibud, shibud mamin, not a kinyin. Right? There's no mamin that's specific. This is his psa. Okay, what? Yeah, mitam neder. All right, Mr. Shem, next week we'll begin Hilchis Mila. That's the next simon, Reish Samach, Reish Samach Aleph, Reish Samach Beis, Reish Samach Gimel. I do 4 pages or so.